听力课堂，听 class.com。
Friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Thanks for taking time out of your busy day to study English with us. Well, let's admit it. Many of us have grown pretty dependent on the World Wide Web. We communicate, look up information, do business, and have fun all on the Internet. For most of us, surfing the Internet is pretty smooth and fast. But for others, having a fast internet connection is not an option. The title of this month's technology article is The Final Mile, and it refers to the problem of delivering broadband internet connections to people who live in the countryside. Let's glance at the word bank right now, where we find our first keyword of the day, operative. The operative factor to her successful diet was exercise. Next is the verb sputter, as in the old car sputtered to life when Jordan turned the key. Now, please open your magazines to page 41 and follow as we begin reading on line 1.
The Final Mile, Bringing Broadband to the Backcountry. Sometimes we have to turn around and look behind us in order to see how far we've come. For me, it happened on a recent visit to a friend who lives on a farm some 30 minutes from town. I wanted to show him a video on YouTube that I liked, so we tried watching it over his dial-up internet connection. The operative word here is tried. The video skipped and hiccuped. It stuttered and sputtered. It was agonizing. Most of us are accustomed to a broadband internet connection to the point of taking it for granted.
Hi everyone, I'm Esther.
And I'm Rachel. Thanks for joining us for our technology article. We're talking about the final mile today, and the deck reads that that means bringing broadband to the backcountry. Now, we'll give you an idea of what the backcountry is in a bit, but I could kind of say I grew up in the backcountry. That means you're out in the country, not in a big city. I was quite far away from a big city, actually, how I grew up. So I understand that sometimes it takes a long time to get technology, new technology, into the countryside.
And we'll be talking about how to bring broadband, and here we mean broadband internet connection, or very, very fast internet connection, to the backcountry or to places where not very many people live in the countryside.
Now, a lot of us use the internet daily. Some of us spend hours a day on the internet, so we are very used to having a very high-speed connection, but not everybody has high-speed internet. So we're going to learn about that. But first, as we get into our article, our author gives us something to reflect on, and we can reflect on this throughout our lesson. He says, sometimes we have to turn around and look behind us in order to see how far we've come.
So when it comes to technology and using the internet, sometimes we forget that even 15, 20 years ago, people didn't even use the internet.
No, I went to high school and I didn't get to use the internet. So sometimes I forget about how far technology has come and how many advances have been made in just the last 10 or 20 years. Well, for our author, This really is true for him because he gives us a story here about a recent visit to a friend who lives on a farm. And this farm is some 30 miles or 30 minutes from town. That word some there just means approximately 30 minutes from town. And Esther, what were these two guys trying to do?
Well, our author, Teacher Vance, who taught on our program before, maybe you know him, he wanted to show his friend a video on YouTube. Now, YouTube is very popular. It's a free website where you can upload, you can put on, and you can also watch videos online for free.
And we know that Vance loves technology. He loves YouTube. So he was trying to show his friend a YouTube video that he enjoys. And they tried watching it over the friend's dial-up internet connection. Now let's stop for a minute on that phrase, dial-up. Dial-up is an internet connection where a telephone number needs to be dialed. But let me break it down a little bit easier. Dial-up just means slow internet connection. And that's what my parents had for so many years. It took a long time to get connected to the internet.
And when they were watching this YouTube internet through dial-up connection, it was extremely slow. So Vance writes, the operative word here is tried. It means here the word operative means the most important word, or the correct word to use is they tried. But did it work?
No, it didn't work. We read that the video skipped and hiccuped, and it was probably just so frustrating. In fact, we read that it stuttered and sputtered. These are some very fun words to learn, friends. And you can just picture these two guys trying to watch the video, and the video is stopping and starting and not working, and you're having to wait for it, and it's just so inconvenient. It's agonizing.
Painful. Agonizing. So when they were watching this video on YouTube, it stuttered and sputtered. Now, sputtered is one of our vocabulary words. And think of something kind of popping and then slowing down, like a car engine when it is dying. It sputters.
And yeah, right before your car engine dies, you will hear a lot of sputtering and then nothing will happen. And I think the point that Vance is trying to make is that they were trying to watch this video and they couldn't. And it was very agonizing. It was very frustrating. Well, he goes on to say that most of us are accustomed to a broadband internet connection to the point of taking it for granted. So Esther, I think most of the time we don't even think about the fact that we have high-speed internet. We just take it for granted. And when we don't have it, then we get really upset.
Right. Let's have Liz explain this sentence further. So let's go to Grammar on the Go, and then we'll visit the chat room and take a break.
Hello, friends. How are you? My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. We've been talking about bringing broadband to the backcountry in today's article, and talk about being in a remote area. I'm standing in the middle of the Navajo Indian Reservation in Arizona, United States. Now, I'm not just Navajo, but that's okay. Well, this place here is so big, so vast, and so far from the nearest town or city. Anyways, here's the grammar tip sentence for today. Most of us are accustomed to a broadband internet connection to the point of taking it for granted. Notice the phrase, to the point of. It just means to the level of or to the degree of. Going back to today's sentence, most of us are accustomed to a broadband internet connection. The question is, how much are we accustomed to a broadband internet connection? The answer, to the point of taking it for granted. Use this phrase to the point of when you want to talk about the extent or degree of an action or situation. For example, the travelers were tired to the point of collapsing. Or, Sandra was mad to the point of not being able to say anything at all. Now, friends, if you have your Studio Classroom magazine with you, you'll find more example sentences in today's grammar tip section. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off in Arizona. Goodbye. Now, I wonder if I could even get any cell phone connection here.
Hmm. Welcome to the chat room. We're happy to have Vicky here today for a chat. Hi, Vicky. Welcome back.
Thanks, Ken. Hi, everyone. It's great to be with you today. So, Ken, what is our topic for today?
Well, at the top of our lesson, it says, bringing broadband to the backcountry. What exactly is the backcountry? Is it the wilderness?
Well, backcountry is very similar to wilderness, but the two aren't necessarily equivalent. Wilderness implies more the condition, whereas backcountry implies more the position.
What exactly do you mean?
Well, backcountry is an actual place or location where only few people live and where there's little development. But when we use the term wilderness, we're implying that it's pristine and untouched.
Oh, so not every backcountry is wilderness.
That's right. But wilderness can exist in the backcountry.
I see. Backcountry 跟 wilderness 在字典上的定义都蛮相似的。Backcountry 是偏僻未开发的地区，而 wilderness 是旷野。但是这两个字的含义却不同。任何的偏僻未开发的地区都能够称为 backcountry， 但是 wilderness 有一种特别的意境。Wilderness 会让人联想到淳朴的、未受污染的旷野。就像荒漠甘泉的那个旷野，那是一个 wilderness， 那是一个很干净美好的地方，但并不是所有的 backcountry 都是 wilderness。 Okay, what about the outback? Does that mean the same thing as backcountry?
Well, the outback is used mainly when we're talking about Australia, and it refers to the remote rural regions outside the mainurban areas.
I see. 也许你听过 outback. Outback 是指偏僻未开发的地区，但是这个字呢，通常是指澳洲的内地。
Okay, it's time for a break, everyone. Don't go away. Studio Classroom, we'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. Do you ever think about how fast and smooth your internet connection is? If you don't, then perhaps you're taking your broadband internet connection for granted. Pause and think about a time, which was not too long ago, when a video, a huge digital picture, or a music file would have crashed the fastest of network servers. Compared to today,The internet of years ago was definitely pokey. Pokey is a great adjective, and it's our next key word. Our example sentence reads, We were stuck behind a pokey old truck all the way down the road. And next is the noun catch. Judy wants this particular book, but there is a catch. She has to buy two others to get it.Now, let's pick up where we left off before the break. Same page, but now we're on line 13.
The final mile. Whether cable, DSL, or mobile broadband, today's connections are many times faster than those in the days of the pokey dial-up modem. Videos play smoothly,Complex websites load quickly, and files download in a fraction of the time it would have taken 10 years ago. And the files are much bigger, too. There's a catch, of course. You have to live near enough to a major city to get broadband internet. If you don't, it's pokey dial-up access for you. And for those living really far out, there may be no internet access at all.
Welcome back, friends. Before the break, we were talking about high-speed internet access and how it's frustrating if you don't have high-speed access. In fact, some people have been using dial-up for a long time. And we're talking mainly about people who live out in the country, like in America or in many other countries, where they just don't have the access to what you and I have.
And dial-up is probably the slowest kind of form of internet connection because you have to dial up and go through a phone. But we have a couple different other kinds of internet connections, and you can be connected to the internet through cable or DSL and mobile broadband. And we'll be talking a little bit more about this. But first, Rachel, what is DSL?
Well, we see here capital D, capital S, capital L. So that stands for something, and it stands for digital subscriber line. I didn't know that before researching this article, but basically we throw around DSL and it just means high-speed internet access. And so whether you're using cable or DSL or mobile broadband, today's connections are many times faster than those in the days of the pokey dial-up modem. Now, the main point here is every year it seems like our connection gets a little faster. We have the ability to just get online and watch a lot of videos, and we don't have to worry about the pokey dial-up modem.
Now, this is a great word, pokey, and it just means very, very slow or very dull. And the modem is very slow and dull compared to cable and other types of internet connection that we use today. I remember in high school using the modem, and we always had to wait for the line to get through, and it was very pokey, very slow, and kind of stubborn and silly at times.
And frustrating. And we can also use this word pokey to describe a person, like a child maybe that is not walking fast enough, and the mom might turn around and say, stop being so pokey, speed up. So that's a great word to learn. Well, let's continue on with our lesson, where we read that nowadays, videos play smoothly, complex websites load quickly, and files download in a fraction of the time it would have taken 10 years ago. So the point here is that we are very lucky, I guess, to be at this point where we can play videos so quickly and download files, and people are constantly downloading pictures onto the internet, and it's so much faster than it was 10 years ago.
I remember just even downloading a song taking about 5 minutes for one song. Now, maybe just 20 or 30 seconds, you can download one whole song onto your computer. And today, the files are even much bigger. So we've really made a lot of improvements when it comes to internet connection and the speed of the internet connection.
Well, that is, if you're living in a big city, you might be able to enjoy all these benefits. But as our author says, there's a catch. And catch is one of our word bank words. This word has many, many different meanings. Here, we're kind of saying there's a trick, or there's something that isn't always true. There's a catch, and the catch is you have to live near enough to a major city to get broadband internet. So we're kind of assuming that many of you already have this, but maybe some of you don't live near a big city, and you are listening to us right now through dial-up.
Right, and if you are listening or watching our program through dial-up, well, maybe your dial-up access is a little pokey, it's a little slow, and you might have a hard time. Maybe your video is stuttering and sputtering, but hopefully this will improve in the future.
Right, hopefully broadband internet access will come to your neighborhood or to your town, and you won't have to wait too long. So we see here that for those living really far out, there may not even be any internet access at all. I think of places that are very remote. We talk about the word remote, means hardly anybody lives there. And those are some of the last places probably that will receive high-speed internet access.
So this is something that we can't take for granted, because not everyone in the world has high-speed internet connection. And if you do, then be thankful. But if you don't, well, then be patient, because maybe one day you will get faster internet connection.
I'm sure, because I'm sure within a few years, the whole world will be connected through high-speed access. Well, we hope you've learned something new today. We're going to continue talking about this next time. But right now, let's watch a skit.
Hey, turn on your computer. I want to show you a cool video.
Okay. You find the website and I will find the pillows.
Pillows?
Yes. We can sleep while we wait for the video to download.
It won't take that long. Ah, here it is. Watch this.
You mean try to watch it. Try is the operative word.
Here it goes.
Oh, that's funny.
Why does it skip and hiccup? Why does it stutter and sputter?
I have a pokey dial-up modem. That's why.
This is agonizing. Why don't you get a faster connection? Your video will play better, and websites will load more quickly. You can download files in a fraction of the time.
I know. I'd love to get broadband, but there's a catch.
A catch?
Yes. You have to live near enough to a major city to get broadband.
But technology has come so far.
Yes, but not as far as the back country. So for now, it's pokey dial-up.
Okay, I'll take that pillow now.
Oh, look!
Oh, this is great.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 operative 这个形容词，它的动词是 operate。操作或运作，所以形容词 operative 是指重要的或者是关键的。课文中提到的 operative word 是指一段话或者一个句子中最关键的字。例如 ,when she was employed with the company, she made a lot of money. Was is the operative word here because she just got fired last month. 她以前在这家工作的时候曾经赚很多钱。曾经是这句话的 operative word 关键字，因为它上个月才被开除了。接下来我们看的是 sputter 这个动词， sputter 是指发出咔咔的声音或者是发出噼里啪啦的声音。例如 The air conditioner sputtered for a while and then completely shut down， 空调发出噼噼啪啪的声音一阵子之后就完全不动了。 sputter 也指结结巴巴的说或者是慌乱的说话。例如 After he heard the newsHe sputtered incoherently in a rage. 他听到消息之后在盛怒中讲话语无伦次。最后我们看的是 catch 这个名词。catch 在这里是指问题或者是陷阱。例如 The price of the house is way too cheap. There must be a catch to it somewhere. 这栋房子的价格实在太便宜了，这里面一定有什么问题。或者是 The salary of this job is great.But the catch is that you have to work night shifts. 这份工作的薪水是很不错，但问题是晚上得要上夜班。And that's all for today. Keep up the good work and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Final Mile. Bringing broadband to the backcountry.Sometimes we have to turn around and look behind us in order to see how far we've come. For me, it happened on a recent visit to a friend who lives on a farm some 30 minutes from town. I wanted to show him a video on YouTube that I liked, so we tried watching it over his dial-up internet connection. The operative word here is tried. The video skipped and hiccuped.It stuttered and sputtered. It was agonizing. Most of us are accustomed to a broadband internet connection to the point of taking it for granted. Whether cable, DSL, or mobile broadband, today's connections are many times faster than those in the days of the pokey dial-up modem. Videos play smoothly, complex websites load quickly,and files download in a fraction of the time it would have taken 10 years ago. And the files are much bigger, too. There's a catch, of course. You have to live near enough to a major city to get broadband internet. If you don't, it's pokey dial-up access for you. And for those living really far out, there may be no internet access at all.
So if you live in the countryside, it's likely that your internet connection is slow, if you have any internet connection at all. If you live in a major city, your ability to surf the internet is greatly improved with the availability of cable, DSL, and Wi-Fi connections. Friends, let me remind you of our key points activity on page 42 in your magazines. Based on what you've learned from the lesson, by creating English sentences and then compare them with the sentences on page 77. Tomorrow, we'll continue with this technology article titled The Final Mile. Until then, all of us here at Studio Classroom hope you have a great day. Bye-bye, friends.